Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace.
I know we're listening to it. Just let it be.
We'll take the world together. We'll take them by the hand. Cause I got him for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny because when I listen to, you know, talk radio, and everybody has a little bit different sense of timing of how these things should work. And when I'm listening to somebody and the music is playing too long by my sensibilities, I'm like, get to it, man. Stop wasting my time. I'm here for the talk, not the music. You know? So I understand. And, you know, everybody's got a little bit different sense of timing on these things. And anyway, so, but you do have to let certain songs pay off. Otherwise, why'd you play it in the first place?
Well, that's why I was like, let it pay off in your lock. I will.
I know I will. But I also got to let them know that I know that I'm waiting.
You know that you know.
I know that I know that you know that we know that Ed knows that Cramden knows that.
I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Yeah, I
did. Okay.
All right. So, Gulfport City Council meeting. Now, this is 8 days ago. So, it's last week while I was on vacation. But here I am reporting because I do. One of the sort of ongoing projects that the city is contemplating is how to improve the skate park.
This request is that City Council consider the Advisory Park Board's recommendation and authorize staff to begin work with Upward Intuition to evaluate design options and potential improvements for the Sunset Skate Park.
He almost said, and to authorize the change, which I kind of like that as a word. Anyway, but yeah, the two things that they're looking at. Number one is Upward Intuition. That's John Shell's organization, the one that, you know, was very important in figuring out how to build the Pensacola skate park and design and all that. And they're wanting to expand, change, modernize, update. Just, they want to look at the skate park and see how it can be better. Because the one in Gulf Breeze is a long-standing one. Well, for one thing, it's better than not having one at all in Pensacola at the Gulf, or the Gull Point Community Center, and not having one at all on the little park over on the west side, not west side, but, you know, like west of Palafox. The county has taken down both of those. One's a city, one's a county. Anyway, and we have the big one downtown. So it's much better than not having one and what those even were, but it is also, you know, it's old and it's small and it's, you know, not the best design. So that's one part, is just looking at how to do that. And that, of course, involves some assessment and whatever. The other thing is it's kind of in a cage. If you've ever been there, it's surrounded by very high chain link fence. And the board has not expressed a clear opinion one way or the other, and they've got advice from staff about what to do with that chain link fencing because it's damaged. Do you want chain link fence? Do you want it to be more open like the one downtown is? I'm trying to remember. I cannot remember whether the Milton one has a closable fence all the way around at the community center or it's not. I think it's not, right?
Right. The last time I was by there, it was open.
But this is, I mean, and every skate park, and I used to skate a lot and our kids skated for a while. Anyway, so I've been to a lot of skate parks around the country, really. And everyone's a little bit different and everybody has a different approach. You know, some skate parks you pay to get in, some skate parks are public, some skate parks are open, some have fences. I mean, it's just everyone's a little bit different. So that's one of the discussion items. There's no consensus on this. The city council is just kind of deciding what to do. And part of the conversation around the fence is things like safety, late night skating, noise, risk, because the current design has the fence. If you take away the fence, does it now create problems because people can fall over places that they currently couldn't get to because of the fence? Anyway, the one that I really wanted to talk with you about, this I found really fascinating. Rick Hawthorne is the chief of the Gulf Breeze Police Department, and you know, and he's sort of retiring. He hasn't announced a date yet, but sort of it's coming, so which bummer because Rick's great. Chief Hawthorne, Chief's always so cute. Whenever I see him at an event, he always gives me that look like, oh, Andrew, you're going to come interview me now. But he knows I'm going to ask him fair questions, and he knows that. But also, he's not a media guy. Like, he just, I have to talk to, you know, the TV. Fine. I love Rick. He's great. Anyway, so he was speaking about the e-bikes, because the e-bikes are now not just a problem, but a real problem, both practically and legally. And by the way, not just in Gulf Breeze, but around the state and even around the country, because they're making more, people are buying, kids are riding them illegally. The bikes themselves are sometimes illegal. And he wanted to talk with this about this with the city council, because, you know, the state has kind of done its sort of halfway in study the problem with a couple of recommendations. So we'll see what they come back with. But he wanted to make sure that people know that there are e-bikes that are illegal that people are riding. Right now, you can go to the store and buy illegal e-bikes.
The way the law reads, if it doesn't have a pedal, that's where the e-bikes come in. It has a pedal to get it started and everything, and then it can kind of run. But if you use your throttle. Use a throttle, then it's a moto. Okay. And those are illegal no matter what size they are. And when I say illegal, for somebody under age 16, if you're over 16, as long as it's street legal, you can wear, you know, you have a helmet. And it has turn signals, lights, everything else that a regular motorcycle would have, then they're legal to be on the streets.
Correct. So and they have to have a tag.
Yeah, you have to have a tag, the insurance, and all that type of stuff. Right.
Okay, more details in a moment, because this is important for you and your kids to understand. But it's a little bit complicated. It's not super complicated, but I will explain in a moment. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident over in Navarre, Navarre Parkway and Coral Street. Again, the westbound.
Did you say Navarre Parkway?
No, Parkway.
I heard what I heard.
No, you didn't.
A lot of dogs on the road this morning.
I know. Hey, easy now. All right, Navarre Parkway and Coral Street.
You don't
Street.
Have to go that far.
Westbound.
You're still glad to have me back?
Oh, I am. The westbound lanes are shut down, and I just got a tip that the turning lane going eastbound is shut down. So stay in the far right-hand lane if you're in the eastbound lane. That will get you, but it's starting to back up pretty bad here. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, in Japanese, the B and the P are the same exact thing except for one little mark, because it's a very similar sound.
One little mark?
P. It's a very similar sound.
But that's why I had to pop my P for you.
If you need to get repairs done in your home on the air conditioning, the heating, the electrical, the plumbing, the generator, something like that, which is, of course, electrical, but still, you know, you might be thinking about that. Peden, they take care of all of that stuff. You know, they started with air conditioning back, you know, what, almost 50 years ago. Actually, a little bit more than 57 years ago, 1969. And, you know, in Panama City, and then expanded and started doing all these things because they're all kind of the complex experts needed repairs inside your home or sometimes outside. And expanded, you know, geographically, went to Pensacola on the west, went to Tallahassee, and more recently they've expanded into Baldwin County and even into Mobile. So all along the Gulf Coast, Peden is your place. 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work. Okay, so you know they're going to do it right. Right people, right products, right installation, all of that. And right now, you know, every year the rules change on things like air conditioners. And so every year they have to kind of design new ones. And because the new ones come out, they're expensive. And the old ones, which, you know, you can't really make anymore, but you can still sell the old ones. Well, they can be on a discount. Well, right now you can beat the annual regulatory price bump with Peden's new year old stock sale. Take up to $1,500 off any remaining 2025 air conditioning systems before they're gone. You can call or book online or just find out more information at Peden, PEADEN.com. All right, back to Chief Hawthorne, Gulf Breeze Police, talking with City Council about 8 days ago on the e-motos, e-bikes, motorcycles, dirt bikes, regulations, what's legal, what's not legal. Now, he is clear to say that even though a lot of the e-motos are illegal to drive on the street, obviously in your backyard or on a big private land, I mean, you can do whatever you want. You know, you could have a 12-year-old driving a car on private property because it's private property, right? Can't go drive it on the street, but could drive it on your backyard.
You know, the bad thing is the stores can sell them even though they're not allowed to be on the roadways because you can buy them and ride them around your backyard. Okay. So if you got a big backyard and you want to put a circle in the back, they can get on there and ride them in the backyard. For the people that have maybe property somewhere or, you know, they can take them up to that property and go ride them with no problem. There's nothing illegal about that. But being out either on the street, on a sidewalk, or the MUP, they are illegal.
And by the way, when they say MUP, that's a multi-use path. I'm not sure how we got to where we're calling it the MUP, but it's fine. Just I don't want you to not know what they're saying. All right, so here's the deal. General gist and then particulars. The general gist is the reason e-bikes are able to be ridden by people without a driver's license is because the state views them as bicycles because they have pedals. Obviously, it is a powered pedal device. And that's why we have these problems, because the power can be very powerful. It can be very strong. They can go very fast. They're dangerous. And as soon as you start going fast and carrying the weight that they carry and also just being generally dangerous, we tend to think that that is a motor vehicle. Well, it's not an internal combustion motor, but it is an electric motor. It's just that the regulation hasn't really caught up with that yet. Okay, so kids, say a 14-year-old, can ride an e-bike with pedals on the multi-use path or on the sidewalk. Cannot ride that down the street because they're not allowed to drive on the street. They're 14. And so, right, anywhere they could ride a bike, they can ride that. That's part one. However, there are some of these e-bikes that do not have pedals. You do not pedal them. You might have a place to put your foot, but the pedal doesn't accelerate. It's a hand throttle. That's a motorcycle. What do you have to have in order to ride a motorcycle? You have to have a license. If you're under 21, you have to wear a helmet. You have to have, you know, certain turn signals. It has to be within the parameters of what makes for a legal motorcycle. You plated, registered, right? So what he's saying is, if you've got a hand throttle, non-pedaling electric thing, that's a motorcycle. Even if your kids can buy it, even if you buy it for them, even if all their friends are riding those around, that's illegal. Like, a criminal offense, illegal. Not just a moving violation. It's a crime. Now, police haven't done a great job necessarily of educating or keeping up, and it's kind of gotten ahead of them a little bit, but he says that's what they're trying to get. They're not trying to, you know, arrest kids, but they do want them to obey the law. And if your kid is riding, and some of these, by the way, they go very fast. Like, 750 watts, they can go up to 70 miles an hour, like 100 miles an hour, depending on if you, and by the way, the kids are, you know, as kids do, or adults do, swapping out the motors, getting more powerful motors.
What we're finding now is kids are getting smart about changing the motors and making them faster. Just like,
we did.
Something has been going on forever, but they've learned that part.
Yeah.
And everything else. They're going over 70. Down south, they've had them over 100 miles an hour. And everything else. The kids have, putting a different, whatever kind of motor, to get more power.
All right. So legally, there are three classifications of allowed e-bikes. Pedal assist only is class one. That's no throttle, top speed 20 miles an hour. Class two, throttle assisted, top speed 20 miles an hour. Class three, pedal assist only, no throttle, top speed of 28. Those are the three different. And basically everything else is illegal in one way or another, but particularly for kids. So these e-motos that are like electric dirt bikes, you cannot ride that anywhere in Florida legally except your private property. You cannot ride it on the multi-use path. You cannot ride it on the sidewalk. You cannot ride it on the street because it's not legal. It's a motorcycle. Now, if it has turn signals and you have it registered and it has a plate and you have a license, then, But they do not. Have you seen them? They don't have that stuff, right? So that's part one. He wants people to know about that. Part two is the kids are really creating problems with these e-bikes, legal e-bikes. They're riding them around the ball fields and shoreline. And they're fast and dangerous. And here's the thing. You're not allowed to ride bikes or use motored vehicles like a golf cart inside the perimeter. And so that's something that they're also starting to try to crack down on and prevent. You're really not supposed to even ride a regular old, human-powered bike. So walking only by the ball fields and Gulf Breeze, and no e-motos, especially for kids, but even for adults, it's illegal unless, again, turn signals registered, license, all of that kind of stuff. Now, John, you may know more about these things than I do. I didn't know anything about this till yesterday, barely. And so I actually called Chief and talked with him a little bit to get clarification, make sure I understood what I was talking about before I talked about it on the radio. But any questions, any unclarity for you?
Is this just a Gulf Breeze
no,
city?
No, this is okay. Statewide.
This is statewide.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I see it a lot in Milton. That's why I'm like,
this is statewide. I'm sorry. Okay. I was not clear. This is statewide. That's why I'm talking about it to everybody at great length. And I'm going to bring this up with Chip, too, in an hour. But this is statewide. The only one that's Gulf Breeze is the local communities have the power to regulate whether sidewalks and paths are you can or cannot ride on them. So in Gulf Breeze, you can ride an e-bike on, like, the multi-use path or on a sidewalk, okay, under 20 miles an hour, but you cannot just by ordinance ride bikes or carts on the internal pathways around the Gulf, it's like a protected zone. So that is a local ordinance, but the general prohibition, especially on the e-motos, is statewide. In fact, and I did some research. I was looking up, what are the rules in Florida? Because I wasn't sure. And sure enough, there's all these law firms all around the state that have all of these exact same rules, and they explain it. This is not street legal. People don't realize you cannot drive these anywhere in Florida except on private property. And so, they're very popular. They're fun. They're fast. People are buying them. It's illegal. Not to own it, but to drive it. That's the thing. That's why I wanted to bring this up, because I know people don't know this. 437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened over in Navarre at Navarre and Coral Street. Again, the westbound lanes are still shut down. Starting to see some major delays. And now the eastbound lanes are starting to back up also. So just be aware of that. The turning lane onto Coral Street is closed still. And traffic is moving only in the right-hand lane, so avoid that area if you can. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
The Florida Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo is back for a limited time only this Friday through Sunday at the Cordova Mall. They're clearing out floor model hot tubs and swim spas, cold plunges and saunas, and no reasonable offers are turned down. Save up to 50% off select floor models with immediate delivery available while supplies last. Plus, no payments for 6 months or interest-free financing for those who qualify. Join them this weekend at Cordova Mall in Pensacola, or visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com now to secure your exclusive deal before they're gone.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pensacola has a rich history of athletes. Pensacola Sports celebrates the past, present, and future athletes. Today, Pensacola Sports will be the guest on Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in today at 10, as Pensacola Sports will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you.
Hey, Aaron, 628 here on News Radio 92.
I love those, man. I could watch that over and over.
You know, it's funny. I'm not a big Key and Peele fan, and a lot of their stuff, it just doesn't.
Right. But doesn't this.
But that sketch is hilarious.
Or the football intros. Yeah.
Sorry. 628 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. ICE agents heading back to work at airports across the nation today. They showed up for the first time Monday at President Trump's urging. Meanwhile, operations are returning to normal, except for runway number 4 in New York at LaGuardia Airport after that deadly collision between an Air Canada jet and an airport fire truck yesterday. The Supreme Court set to hear a challenge today to a government policy that turns away asylum seekers before they can reach the U.S. border with Mexico. The policy began during the Obama administration and was broadened during the first Trump administration. It's no longer in place after being rescinded in 2021. But the President Trump administration called it a critical tool for addressing surges at the border. Tiger Woods is golfing again today, Andrew. Woods has confirmed he'll be playing in match 2 of the Top Golf League final with his Jupiter Lynx team. The team lost to Los Angeles while Woods was sidelined after a disc replacement surgery.
Tiger Woods' age? Take a stab.
Oh, boy. You know, he looks young, but I know he's not. 55?
Oh, 50. Yeah, 50.
Okay.
Well, he was turned 50 on December 30th.
He could be on my team anytime. Don't worry about that, bro. I got you.
Yeah, I think you'd be a fool not to allow that, right? All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Once again, we have failed to change the state bird every year. Every year, somebody comes in and tries to change it. You know, this year it was going to be the flamingo. Remember, Alex Andrade was the only no vote on the flamingo because he wanted to include the pelican and all this. So the House passed it, 120 or 118 to 1 or whatever it was, and the Senate just said, nope. So once again, just back to what it was. Boring.
Fox News, I'm Gia Jalosi. Iranian missiles and drones are targeting Israel and Gulf Arab states as Tehran keeps up the chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz.
One of those missiles early this morning slammed into the heart of Tel Aviv. We just returned from this scene where first responders were removing debris and rubble. This was a direct impact, according to police, and there was a 220-pound warhead on top of the missile that caused the damage.
That's Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. DHS remains unfunded, but the department has a new secretary.
The Senate voted 54-45 Monday to confirm Senator Mark Wayne Mullen as the next DHS secretary. Cheers erupted on the Senate floor when the vote was called. Two Democrats joined Republicans to vote yes, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman and New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich.
And that is Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's 60 degrees. Nice start to our day. We'll have our full forecast with Brooke Richardson, and that's up here in just a few minutes. A 24-year-old Pensacola man is behind bars without bond after allegedly shooting a man in the leg on Sunday. Scambia deputies say Trey's Friendly shot that victim on Bobby Street at around 8 p.m. Sunday. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Freeney faces charges including attempted homicide. A Pensacola developer asking Escambia County to restructure the OLF 8 land deal and says the changes would make the project stronger. Chad Henderson wants to buy 367 acres instead of the full 540, lowering the price by $14 million. He tells Channel 3 that decision came after extensive research.
We're 100% committed to this project. We have spent a lot of time, money, effort, and resources in getting to this point. We've been trying to do this very transparently and keeping the community informed.
And Escambia commissioners will take that request up on Thursday morning. The Florida Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash in the Navarre area. It happened on Woodmont Road last night. Troopers had the road blocked last night while crews were working the scene. So far, not a lot of details on that. Well, if you're traveling along Highway 97, it might get a little more difficult soon. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report.
FDOT says that Highway 97 resurfacing project is finally underway. The 22-mile stretch from Highway 29 to the Alabama line is now in its early phase, with sign placement and prep work happening first. Lane closures and construction equipment will get underway in a couple of weeks. Drivers can expect daytime lane restrictions from 7 to 5 once that work begins. plans. Project set to wrap up in 2027. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, West Pensacola Elementary earned a B rating for the first time in more than 22 years this year. The principal says a new sixth grade program deserves a lot of the credit for that. Principal Christine Baker added an option for sixth graders to stay on the elementary campus rather than transitioning to middle school. She says some students get lost in making the jump to a bigger campus, and staying in a familiar environment helps them stay focused. In the first year, about half of the sixth graders stayed. That number is now up to about 80%. Cordova Park and Longleaf Elementary Schools have also started welcoming sixth graders, with Longleaf planning to add seventh graders next year as well. Santa Rosa County Grand Jury has indicted April Oliva on a first-degree murder charge for the stabbing death of her 6-year-old daughter. The 40-year-old Milton woman was originally arrested February 25th. Her case is set for docket day on April 30th. And it is 6:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick check on our forecast.
A beautiful, mostly sunny sky today with temperatures warming up into the afternoon. 76 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Keeping the sunshine around on Thursday, high near 77 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 61. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 60 right now and clear skies. Checking in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Navarre Parkway in Coral Street. Again, the westbound lanes are shut down, and I'm starting to see traffic back up. Also in the eastbound lanes, because it's down to one lane right now, the right lane only. So just be aware of that. I-10, I-110, everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Again, 60 right now. We've got clear skies, and our next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply higher by more than 1%, with Brent crossing the $100 per barrel marker again as Middle East tensions keep traders on edge. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $90.44 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $101.51 per barrel. The 10-year Treasury yield rose this morning as renewed volatility in oil markets and lingering Middle East tensions kept investors on edge. The benchmark yield was up more than 3 basis points at 4.37%. The 30-year yield added over 2 basis points to 4.937%. Shares of Puig Brands soared as much as 15% after beauty peer Estée Lauder confirmed the companies are in talks about a potential merger. Estée Lauder said yesterday that a final decision had not been made on any potential deal. It also did not disclose any financial terms. Futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 631, the NASDAQ up 299, the S&P 500 up 74. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At PennAir Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
This Thursday at 9:30, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. Executive Director Bruce Cady and Ms. Connie Bookman, Executive Director of Pathways for a Change, will share information about serving the homeless in our community. Opening Doors is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Don't miss Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9:30 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. Sponsored by DeLuna Lanes Bowling, where it never rains and no one ever sits on the bench.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Dizzy's Alani Resort. We have one final performance for you here on our beachside stage. It's coming from school teacher Keila Richardson. There you go.
I wish you would have just said Pensacola. Why can't you say Pensacola, Ryan Seacrest? Ryan Seacrest, who, by the way, what I was thinking about it, he looks like they freeze-dried him.
It looks like they freeze-dried him?
I don't know. You know how, like, when you put, like, a piece of chicken in the freezer for too long and it gets that kind of freezer burn sort of look
to
it. Yeah. Have you seen Ryan Seacrest? He kind of looks like, I mean, he looks great.
Now I'm going to pull it up.
You know, but yes. Yeah, if you, he just kind of has that look to him. I don't know. I was trying to figure out how to describe it. So anyway, did you pull it up? You're working on it.
Just,
all right, you're typing. All right. So Keila Richardson, who is from Pensacola, is one of the final 10 contestants. I think it's actually final 20, and then they pick 14. It's been a long time since I watched American Idol, and I'll be honest, I watched last night on a lot of fast forward. That's not her. You know, that's what I did a lot. And I heard enough of the other contestants to think, I mean, they're fine. You know, they sing better than I do, okay, which is a low bar. But Kiki Palmer is one of the people who was serving, I don't know, temporarily at least, maybe for the duration, I don't know. Did you look up a picture?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. I'm like, what?
Anyway, all right, so they do a thing where the couple of the judges, and I guess Brad Paisley is not really one of the judges, but somehow he's involved in this. Anyway, they go to her and they talk to the people before the performance. It's kind of like the coaching session before, or the, hey, what are you going to sing tonight kind of thing. And so they talk with her a little bit.
How you doing, Michael? Huge fan. I'm a big fan of Kiki. To see myself in front of her, I was like, Mama, I made it.
That's Keila.
I love that. Well, Keila, I'm so excited. What are you going to be singing?
With a little help of my friend.
All right. What drew you to this song?
There was a time when I didn't feel like I was good enough. You know, I didn't know where I was going. I was confused. God had to place friends around me. I had that really helped me. They were destiny helpers to me. They helped me to my purpose, and they pushed me.
By the way, if you did not know she was from Pensacola, she is definitely from Pensacola.
She is, yeah.
No, and I love that. I love it. She sounds like us.
It.
I mean, she doesn't sound like me, but she sounds like us, and I don't much sound like I'm from Pensacola. That's the point. Like, she very much sounds like she's from here. I love it. Okay, so then she's going to sing a little, and you're going to get a taste. And then you're going to get reaction from Kiki Palmer.
What would you do if I sang?
Hearing her sing.
And John, did you get a chill?
Yes.
Oh, my God. My leg, like.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. Okay. So
the first time I've heard this.
Right. Okay. Here goes. And this is not the real song. This is just the, like, acapella warm-up practice session pregame, right?
What would you do?
Hearing her sing, I didn't know what to expect.
That's Kiki.
And when her voice came out, it was just awesome. It felt so truthful.
Ugh.
She seemed like, oh, this is a perfect singer.
Yeah.
Brad Paisley.
That was a lot.
Wow.
Oh no, that's don't do first. It to me.
Kiki can't talk. She's like overwhelmed.
Such a special voice.
That's her talking.
Such a special voice.
I mean.
Wow.
That voice was ancestral, girl. What you're doing is more than just singing. You're embodying spirit through song. That's beautiful. Seriously.
Thank you. It blew my mind when I sang for the mentors. I'm humble and I'm grateful because that just lets me know that no matter what I sing, somebody's going to feel it and I want somebody to feel it.
All right, so we've had...
Woo!
That's just, this is all just set up, right? This is right. Just the... And so we've had 9 other contestants. In fact, and again, I apologize if you're a big American Idol fan and I say something that's wrong, please correct me, but I think this might have been like night 2 of the 10. You know, they might have had a Sunday and a Monday. I just apologize for not knowing. But so they're cutting from 20 to 14. So they cut from 10 in each group from 10 to 7. Okay. And so this is, she's like the last of the 20, I believe. She's definitely the last of the 10. And oh, did they save the best? All right. John Pickens has traffic on the 5s. We'll tell you about the stuff going on Highway 98 this morning. It's terrible. But we'll get back to this in a second. John?
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Again, if you're on Navarre Parkway, in Coral Street, I'm still seeing the westbound lanes are shut down and the eastbound lanes are down to 1 lane. So be aware of that. Also, NAS Front Gate is backed up all the way to Gulf Beach Highway, of course. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Hey, if you need video work done, video production, you know, aerial photography, ground-based photography, meetings recorded, speeches recorded, you want to do an ad like, you know, walking or flying through your subdivision or your boat or your restaurant or your business or your training video for your employee, like video, Pelican Drones, this is what they do. Now, I know the name makes it think like, well, but I don't know that I need aerial footage, but they do all kinds of video. It's just that they kind of really started with the aerial stuff. Real estate, businesses, selling something, whatever the case may be, you know, and they work with all kinds of clients. I mean, you know, big clients like Portofino and FDOT and FPL and Innisfree, and, you know, they've done production for HGTV and Netflix, or, you know, like your brother down the street who just wants to do an insurance video for his house. Like, rent them by the hour, rent them by the half day, rent them by the day. You own the video when they're done. Okay, so you can do whatever with it you want, but they'll help you make sure that it's perfect for this size for TikTok and that size for Instagram and that size for Facebook and whatever. Anyway, fantastic company. Pelican Drones, pelicandrones.com. All right, back to Keela Richardson from Pensacola, this teacher who was singing as the 10th contestant for American Idol last night. I'm going to play you the song, and as I play it, it's about 2.5 minutes long. As I play it, you're going to understand why I'm just playing it.
Sing it out of key. Oh yeah, bow a little help from my friends. Get him by a little help from my friends. Is it all right if I get by a little help from my friends? Oh yeah. What would you do when my love is gone away?
Doesn't work.
Because you're all on your own. Yeah. Oh. Is it alright if it's just me and my friend? Yeah. We'll be getting by.
Somebody,
I want me somebody.
sorry, John.
Wow, I was ready to go to church. I mean, we started lifting our hands and everything.
I'm like over here clutching my heart. I'm trying not to talk.
Well, it is hard for me too.
Oh my God. And it was funny because you never know what to expect. I mean, she's a local girl. I'm going to support the local girl. Okay. And I had not watched, can't remember the last time I watched American Idol. And, you know, I watched the others and the others are fine. They're fine. Nothing special particularly. And she just destroys. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm thinking like, this girl, she already won. Like it's over. Why, you know, just quit. Don't compete. You can't
why are
compete
we
with
continuing
that.
Right. On?
This is ridiculous. And I'm just, you know, and my wife's like, oh my God. I'm like, I know, she's spectacular. Anyway, so Lionel Richie and
we'll
Keke Palmer.
Just go straight to the rap party.
Yeah. So Lionel Richie, who's obviously one of the, you know, regular judges, is like, cannot contain himself. He's pacing around on stage. He's getting his steps in. He's holding up his hands. He's losing his mind. Keke Palmer, same thing. They're going nuts on the judging side. People are coming out the balcony to listen to her. Like, it's crazy in Hawaii.
I have never, ever, I've been on American Idol right here. Since I was that big. I have never had any contestant walk out on this stage and tear the place up. The place got blown up.
Thank you, Lionel, thank you.
That Janis Joplin sounding, Tina Turner sounding, yes, I don't know who you are.
Thank you.
But that right there was the greatest performance I have ever seen on this stage.
Thank you.
I have to agree.
Very unique sound.
And he's, I love that he said, yes, Janis Joplin and Tina Turner, because that is what it sounded
right.
like. If you put both of those voices in this one little Pensacola girl's body, it's just outstanding. Keke Palmer.
That was ridiculous.
Lionel had to bring me back to life,
Keke. You know what I'm saying.
He had to resuscitate me up in the place.
Yes, ma'am.
But the last time I seen somebody make me feel like this and get people turned up like this, her name was Fantasia Barrino.
Watch out.
And she won. And I'm gonna just leave that there and tell America there's a lot of favorites and y'all need to vote.
Vote, y'all.
Because, Keela, what you just did right there, girl, you a bad girl and I'm not touching you.
Thank you, Keke.
Bless you.
I ain't never seen this before.
And again, they just cannot contain themselves. And Carrie Underwood, I'm not gonna play her comment. She just says, you know, that was great, and you're just automatic, and you're not trying, you're not performing, you're just expressing, you're just channeling, right? I thought Luke Bryan actually had the best comment. I mean, Lionel Richie and Keke Palmer were funny, and great, but Luke Bryan had the best comment.
Do you remember when I kind of gave you a couple of little singing lessons in the audition?
I do.
Why did you let me do that? You're just being kind to me.
Yes, sir, Luke.
Thank you for allowing me that time, but I hereby relinquish my vocal lessons to you. I don't need to even say nothing to you.
Nothing.
You got Lionel, he done wore a trench and a rug.
I never seen nothing like that before, ever.
When you get us this excited, what is so special is you ain't thinking about it. It don't matter if you're in Hawaii, it don't matter if you're in Pensacola.
Woohoo!
It don't matter, you're just here to let what God has given you come out.
Thank you so much, Luke. Thank y'all so much.
And then she can barely contain herself trying to express all this after.
What does that praise feel like?
It feels really good. It's just that fire burning on the inside. It came out.
What is running through your veins when you're singing like that?
Just, I don't know, man. Just, my mind just be everywhere, but I just, you know, I do what I can, right?
Well, thank you.
So,
Luke Bryan even said Pensacola.
I know. I got Luke Bryan to say Pensacola.
What?
Or she got Luke Bryan to say Pensacola. That's great. Anyway, so I want to share that with you. That's the thing you didn't know you needed this morning. If you didn't watch it last night. And again, I went into this. I knew she was competing. I was actually sitting down with Lisa Leiter yesterday, doing an interview for her for The Pulse. It's going to come out sometime. And she had me take a picture with holding a Keela Richardson, like a placard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all I knew was she was from here, and that's good enough for me. But you know how when you come out to support the local and it turns out the local is a massive star? You know, remember I said, I think earlier in the day, I used the analogy of, you know, a bunch of middle schoolers in the home run derby with Barry Bonds. Like, that's how it felt to me.
Yes,
you know?
That's what.
Yeah. Like, oh, man.
On a major league field.
Mm. And I know one performance is not the whole show, and people can have a peek, and maybe, you know, I get all of those sort of issues. But at least for that one night, wow. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I've got a symphonic spectacular coming up. Pensacola, speaking of great music, 2 tickets to the symphonic spectacular at the Pensacola Sanger Theater, 100th season. Buy them now at the Ticketmaster, the Sanger box office. But I got 2 tickets for March 28th. So that would be, that is Saturday, March 28th at the Sanger. You can be caller number 3437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We're still dealing with the accident that happened on Navarre Parkway in Coral Street. The good news is that both the eastbound and westbound lanes are back open now, so traffic is starting to flow. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From Fox and Friends, The Brian Kilmeade Show, and One Nation, Brian Kilmeade's History, Liberty, and Laughs, with special surprise guests, Saturday, July 11th, Sanger Theater, Pensacola. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Going back to school felt impossible. Then I learned that VA covered tuition, supplies, and a housing allowance. So instead of focusing on my bills, I can focus on my books. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
So what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There you have it.
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement.
The reason why, oh, I can say, I have to let you go, and right away.
Good morning, 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. President Trump says the U.S. has been having productive talks with Iran, but Iranian officials are pushing back on that claim. In Memphis yesterday, the president said he's currently holding off on potential strikes against Iranian power plants, giving negotiations about 5 days to see if an agreement can be reached. Meanwhile, a jury in Santa Monica has now awarded $19 million to a woman who accused Bill Cosby of drugging and raping her in 1972. The jury deliberated for about 3 days and says additional punitive damages could still be added. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are now assisting at airports nationwide, helping Transportation Security Administration workers during the partial government shutdown. Some disruptions continuing at LaGuardia Airport, where investigators are still looking into that deadly collision with a jet and a fire truck.
All right, very good. David, 6:58, News Radio 92.3. Oh, the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. that we almost got.
We didn't?
No.
Oh.
No. It was one of the casualties of the, remember how Alex was telling us on the last day of session, like, I mean, just nothing. Like, and that was one that was kind of going back and forth in messages between the Senate and the House, and we thought it was going to, and then it did not. We thought it was going to get there, and I think if we're honest, raising the speed limit to 80 still is not fast enough for a lot of people. but at least if the number on the metal sign says 80, you're less likely to have people going 70 in the left lane. Or 73 in the left lane. Of course, you're still going to have people going 90, but, you know, you won't have as much of the I-10 parking lot experience that you get now.